In high school, a science class has the potential to be dull stuff. Cell mitosis, with a periodic table, zygotes. It's hard for teachers to cover the vast subjects of biology or physics in a single year, so many schools are trying instead to teach the thrill of scientific discovery. The inquiry method, as it's known, allows children to ask their own questions and gives them the tools to find the answers. At Roosevelt High School in Seattle, where NPR's Robert Smith is spending the year, the biology department has just adopted this experimental approach, and it's struggling to get it right.
Here's today's assignment in intro biology. Test different parts of the school for the presence of bacteria. Take a guess which room every teenager wanted to check.
That's right, the boys' bathroom. Freshman Joseph McMurray is a brave scientist facing the great unknown.
We're about to put this tape onto the bathroom toilet seat and take it back off, collecting the bacteria.
He leans over the rust-stained porcelain.
Now I don't know whether to touch the rim of the toilet or the actual seat.
And he realizes too late why most real scientists wear gloves.
I'm gonna wash my hands as soon as I'm done with this.
Joseph walks out of the bathroom with the sample at arm's length. This is way more cool than the stuff he got to do in middle school.
In my last school, I did like 3 experiments per year.
So how does that compare with now? You're doing a lot more?
Yeah, a lot more. It's like every day is a new lab.
Laboratory work used to supplement science curriculum in the United States. Now in many schools, labs are the curriculum. It's the core of the inquiry method, allowing students to follow their curiosity and get their hands dirty with real experiments. Jen Boyer is teaching the method for the first time this year, and she says it makes sense.
At the very beginning, you have to experience first and then learn about it. That's the whole idea, is that you do something, have a common experience, and then go for it.
To see how different biology has become at Roosevelt High School, you only have to look at last year's textbooks piled up in the corner. That book approached biology the traditional way, marching through the kingdoms, as it's called. You start with viruses, pass by fungi and mosses and ferns and plants and sponges. You don't even see a backbone until the end of the course. Their new book teaches biological principles by telling little stories and having the students perform tests on the world around them and on their own bodies.
They're enjoying that this is part of their body, like they're understanding. Like, we talked about the urinary system. One student told me, I went to the bathroom and all I could think about is what's happening to my nephron, you know? And that's real. That's real life.
Hey, get your paper towels ready. I'm going to come around and deliver the 3 antibiotic discs.
I personally like the hands-on approach. It just makes me learn stuff better.
Spencer Rotner is a junior in intro biology.
It makes you actually think rather than just, you know, having to memorize different facts, kind of like rote learning.
As engaging as it may be, the inquiry approach often means slow going in class, and a lot of time is spent proving the obvious. For instance, a recent lab asked students to test whether outside temperature affected their core temperature. Jen Boyer gave them thermometers, a hair blower, and some ice.
Some students thought it was a complete waste of time. I already know that my temperature is going to stay the same because I'm an endothermic organism, and why are we doing this? I did this in second grade. And a lot of students still were kind of grasping that at the end. They really saw it happen.
They then spent 3 days figuring out what happens to heart rate when you exercise. For smart students, this can get tedious. Joe Portnoy hates it.
It just completely panders to the lowest common denominator. It's a bunch of posturing. That's what it is. It has no value whatsoever to, you know, an intellectual. It's like saying, okay, well, we don't want to make people learn. We're just going to let them kind of glide along, and then when they get to college, they'll learn things.
This split over the inquiry approach is one of the oldest and most serious debates in education. How does a teacher balance lessons on content with lessons on skills? In English class these days, the focus is on writing well, not on diagramming sentences. In history, teachers are pushing students to analyze trends instead of memorizing the dates of Civil War battles. With the new science curriculum, kids will walk away knowing the scientific method, but perhaps not the parts of the cell. For some teachers, it's a dangerous trend. Next door, another teacher, Nan Tran Nand, threw out the new biology book and went back to the traditional approach. A biology course, she says, should have 2 things.
More content, more subject area. And this particular book is not covering content and subject area at all. So if you want to teach this, you have to supplement a lot.
So while Nan's class is getting a lecture on good old-fashioned photosynthesis, Jen Boyer is reading her class a story.
Their legs ached, they were out of breath, and suddenly Monique gave a cry of pain and slapped her leg. She had been stung by a bee.
Within minutes, Monique's legs began to swell near the sting, making walking very painful.
The exact same story Pace Leek is reading to her biology class. The new level of freedom for students to follow their curiosity has in fact meant a little less freedom for teachers. It used to be their job to inject a little fun and variety into dull material. The challenge now is to slip in a few more facts during an already fun lesson. Leek says it's taking some getting used to.
At first, I was very apprehensive. I was like, gosh, there are all these activities in here, and where's the content? And we actually had workshops about where's the content. It does it differently. The content is in the back of the book, disguised as essays. They have to, it seems like to me, work for it a little bit.
It's a change in style that most students here will have to make. The inquiry approach will soon be adopted in the other scientific disciplines at Roosevelt High School, and in the whole Seattle district. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.